Well, hey there, friends and future friends. This is Chuck from BlueJug.com. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever and whenever you get to listen to this podcast. We're going to do a little hint here. That's health info, news, and trivia. So let's get started. You know, if you start following some of the healthy eating, healthy living, healthy lifestyle accounts on Pinterest, Facebook, and Instagram, you start seeing a lot of the same information, which is good. But you need to decipher, of course. You need to go through and determine what's good and what's bad and so on. That's what we're trying to help do. But there's a lot of stuff out there that is questionable, of course. Well, one I saw today, maybe not too questionable, is about cough syrup and pineapple as a substitute. Yes, we want to stay away from cough syrup. There's a lot of stuff in there that's really not good for the body, especially if you're trying to stay natural, trying to stay healthy, and so on. It does bog your whole sense down, senses down, to where you're just a pretty much a walking zombie. So yeah, I would turn to pineapple in a split second if that is actually beneficial for the body and a better way to go and to help with any kind of cough. Now, I really need to try that or get my wife to try it recently because she got a little sick over the holidays and coughing at night, you know, keeps both of us up, although, you know, I can sleep through pretty much anything. But I would love to have had her try that out, you know, try a substitute for cough medicine. So turn to pineapple juice. Check it out. There's many posts out there on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, all that. I'm sure you've probably got one in your feed, too. If you have tried pineapple as a substitute before, let us know how it worked for you. We'd love to know to pass that on to our other listeners. You can DM us on Twitter or Facebook or just send us an email. Well, all right, we're about 4 days into 2018. How are you doing with your goals? You know, I'm doing all right on mine. We put those four basic goals up on Facebook and Instagram recently. They're pretty simple to do, and I'm doing well with all of them except for one. Well, I'm doing okay with it. I'm thinking about it. You know, number three was eat less sugar. Well, I'm drinking a lot of water. I do that all the time anyway, and I'm trying my best to eat real food, and I am moving. I'm doing my exercises in the morning. But the eat less sugar, that is really hard, especially in America, because it isn't everything, and we're all addicted to it. And some of us are more addicted than others. Some of us can actually say no to a cupcake that's sitting in front of us, or and then there's some of us, the other of us, that want more icing on that cupcake. You know, we really get into a bad cycle when we start eating. I can look at a pint of ice cream, and if I have a bite or two, I have to eat the whole thing. Some of us can say, oh, I'll just have a bite or two. Well, I've been researching a little bit about that and what to do in those situations or how to reduce your cravings for sugar. And, you know, what I found is that, well, you should eat a lot more fat, like the good fats. I'm talking about avocados and coconut oil, olive oil, all the stuff that, even bacon. Those fats, which are basically food for our brain, they help us reduce our sugar cravings also. Now, the science behind that, maybe we do need to look up some science or behind it to make sure we're doing something that's right, but it's helping me with my sugar cravings. I'm actually consciously thinking about the amount of sugar that I consume. Now, there are a lot of health practitioners out there that say maybe you should go through a whole entire week and calculate the amount of sugar that you consume, and that is an eye-opening experience. So you might want to try that out. It is time-consuming. It is going to take you, you know, you're going to have to write every single thing down, like every sugar packet that, or not sugar packet, but ketchup packet that you consume and the amount of sugar grams that are in it. But it is something that is pretty incredible. All righty. Well, good luck with your sugar intake and good luck with mine. Well, I think that's good enough for today. Again, hope you're having a wonderful day wherever and whenever you get to listen to this podcast. If you have a chance, go to our website, bluejug.com. Check it out. We do have a search function on there where you can put any kind of term in there and see if, by chance, we have some kind of article on it. Also, we're on Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest and Instagram and Snapchat, all that stuff. Either just search Blue Jug, you know, Blue Jug Market or Blue Jug, you'll usually find us. But we're here. We're out there in whatever internet land. Hope you are too. Connect with us. All right. Y'all have a wonderful day. God bless. Bye-bye.